Hi, this is Brennan Davis from Bedrock Games and the Bedrock Blog, and today I'm going to be talking about the difference between Righteous Blood, Ruthless Blades, and Wandering Heroes of Ogregate. Somebody asked me on a forum that you know, they were talking about how they follow the blog, and they said if it comes down to Righteous Blood, Ruthless Blades versus Wandering Heroes, which one should we choose? I assume they scratch different itches, but I don't know how they align with each other. And so I think I'm just going to try to answer this off the cuff. I think that the short answer is Righteous Blood, Ruthless Blades is more pure wuxia, and it's more wuxia in the style of Gulong and of 70s Shaw Brothers and like real pure 90s wuxia films. If you're frustrated by games that say they're wuxia, but they throw in like a lot of fantasy elements, they throw in a lot of things that don't feel particularly wuxia to you, Righteous Blood, Ruthless Blades is a game intended to do that. It's a fairly simple system, at least in my opinion, in terms of the core combat resolution. And I think that it works very smoothly. It has fast combat. Wandering Heroes of Ogregate, on the other hand, is more if you want wuxia, but you also want elements of fantasy. You want, you know, if you're into classic wuxia, it'll have that, but it's also going to have a lot of things that you might see in a movie like Flying Swords of Dragon Gate. In fact, one of the reasons it's named Wandering Heroes of Ogre Gate is because of, you know, not just all of the Dragon Gate movies or the Dragon Inn movies, but that one in particular, because it has a lot of that sort of, I guess you could say, fantasy adventure element to it. Also, if you like movies like Buddha Palm, things like that, things that get a little bit more into the fantasy realm. So, I mean, the big difference is Ogregate has, you know, things like hopping vampires in it. It has magic in it, you know, ritual magic, not like, you know, D&D style magic, but ritual magic. It has magical items and objects, but it also has the kung fu. Now, in terms of the difference between the games themselves, they're built on a core system that's very similar. Wandering Heroes of Ogregate is built on a system that we had used called the Network System for a variety of games. Ogregate came out in 2016, and it's built all around kung fu techniques that have kind of been added into that system in a way similar to how we added magic to Sartorius, which was the game that preceded it. And it's a fairly crunchy game. I would say maybe medium to heavy rules, depending on how you know people categorize these things differently. I think some people might read Ogregate and say it's rules heavy. Some might say rules medium. I think some might say it's somewhere in between. I would say Righteous Blood, Ruthless Blades is more rules medium light, at least in my opinion. They both operate on a skill system that uses dice pools. And so if you have one rank in a skill, you roll a d10. If you have, I'm rolling dice just to illustrate. If you have two ranks, you would roll 2d10. If you have zero ranks, you would roll 2d10 and take the lowest. You always take the single highest result, except obviously in the case of no skill where you're rolling the single lowest. But you always take the single highest and compare that against a target number or against the roll that somebody else made. Ogregate is a fairly heavy character creation system. Righteous Blood, Ruthless Blades is a little more speedy. It still is a little bit involved, but it's not quite as involved as Wandering Heroes of Ogregate. It also pares down a lot of the stuff. So there's six defenses in Wandering Heroes of Ogregate. There's three in Righteous Blood, Ruthless Blades. The skills are a little bit more simplified and streamlined. The skill system in Righteous Blood, Ruthless Blades is actually more in line with the skill system I used for another follow-up game to Wandering Heroes of Ogregate called Strange Tales of Song Ling. In fact, a lot of the Strange Tales of Song Ling material you can might be able to pull into Righteous Blood, Ruthless Blades as an add-on. I haven't really explored that much. It would probably require some adjustment, but you probably could pull some of those elements in. The other thing is, Ogregate doesn't have some of the features that Righteous Blood, Ruthless Blades has. Righteous Blood, Ruthless Blades has a particular way of approaching turn order where you have a talking and analysis phase, and that's kind of a key to getting the game to get that sort of standoff effect that you sometimes have in wuxia and in, you know, Western movies or gunslinger movies or samurai movies. And it's really important part of what makes Righteous Blood Ruthless Blade work. It also has rules for fire deviation, which Oldgate has in like a roundabout way, but not as smooth and directly connected to the genre as Righteous Blood Ruthless Blade. There's also drinking rules. The other big difference is Righteous Blood Ruthless Blades is focused more on characters. Both of them have a Zhang Hu and both of them have sex and blah, blah, blah. But Righteous Blood really emphasizes the characters. And Ogre Gate emphasizes sex more. Again, both have, you know, sex and characters in them. But the sex are more important in Ogre Gate, and in Righteous Blood Ruthless Blade, the characters are more important. Righteous Blood Ruthless Blades is also set in historical China. You can set it in any period you want. It doesn't give you, you know, a detailed breakdown of the history or anything, but it's set in actual China so that you can, you know, have a campaign that's based on a wuxia novel or whatever that's set in historical China. So if you want to do, something in the Song Dynasty, in the Tang Dynasty, whatever, you can do that. You know, if you want to do the Qing, that's fine too. You know, it doesn't pinpoint a particular era that you have to do, but it assumes that China is the backdrop. Ogre Gate has a fantasy analog that's, I mean, a fantasy setting. It's not, it's inspired by the Song Dynasty period of China, but it is not, it's not an accurate representation of historical China. It has a lot of cultural elements to it that are drawn from the history, but it is a fantasy setting. And it also is a fantasy setting that has dungeons to explore and, you know, monsters and, you know, all these other things. You can focus on the martial world element, but all that stuff is also there. The other big difference, I would say, is size. Wandering Heroes of Ogre Gate is a, let's see here, is like a 460 or so page book. Righteous Blood Ruthless Blades is, I think, and it's a little hard because not all, it's 270 maybe a little over that, I don't know. So Righteous Blood Ruthless Blades is a bit more compact physically, and so I think it's also easier for people to pick up. The big advantage that Ogre Gate has is it has a lot of supplementary material because I've been putting out setting books and adventure books. So that's its big advantage. Righteous Blood Ruthless Blades, I think, is perfect for a GM who, you know, wants to run wuxia and, you know, they're willing to do their own campaign material. There are characters in the book, and there is a Zhang Hu that's presented, but the assumption is the GM will make their own Zhang Hu. So I like to think of Righteous Blood Ruthless Blades as, you know, it's perfect if you were excited about the idea of making your own Zhang Hu, which I think is half the fun of a wuxia campaign. So again, I would probably say, all things being equal, you should probably start with Righteous Blood Ruthless Blades. I want you to like both. And I don't have a favorite. I think that they both scratch different itches, as the, you know, person mentioned in their message. But I think that, the Righteous Blood is probably the one that I would suggest trying first these days. On the other hand, what I would also say is Wandering Heroes of Ogre Gate is a pay what you want. So you can go and look at the rules and you can get a sense of what the rules are. And not only will that give you a sense of whether Ogre Gate is for you, it'll give you a better sense of whether Righteous Blood Ruthless Blades is for you. Again, the systems are different, but they're built on the same core system. Righteous Blood just kind of jettisons a lot of the stuff that Ogre Gate has that it frankly doesn't need. Just to give you an example, there's a lot of additional rules. So the rules chapter is very long in Ogre Gate. There's rules for, in addition to kung fu techniques, there's something called combat techniques that are a whole other thing. There's, you know, a lot of rules like that. There's a lot of, like, you know, detailed rules in terms of how combat works and things like that. A lot of how Righteous Blood Ruthless Blades ended up is kind of a reflection of how I ended up eventually running Ogre Gate over time. So there's a lot of rules in Ogre Gate that I don't really pay as much attention to these days. If they come up, they come up, and I'll pay attention to them. But if I were to sit down and revise Ogregate, I probably would strip down some of the things. And because what I realized in hindsight was just everything really revolves around the Kung Fu techniques. So those are really the most important thing. And if you can simplify all the stuff around that, that's probably easier. But again, that's not how it is. I'm probably not going to put out a revised book. So, you know, and also I think a lot of people prefer the crunchier aspect to Ogregate. The people that are fans of it like that. So, you know, it would probably be somewhat perilous for me to sit down and revise it at this point anyways. But yeah, so I don't know. I mean, there are reviews out there. You can go and Google both games and you'll see reviews. I think it's really about, do you want more grounded wuxia or do you want more fantasy wuxia? And then after that, what kind of system do you want? Do you want a medium system, a heavy system? When I made Righteous Blood, Ruthless Blades with Jeremy, one of the things that we did was I don't remember if Jeremy did this, but I was timing the combats because I wanted to see how fast combat was. And my goal was to get combat as fast as possible. And I feel like we achieved that. There are certain things that can cause combat to go longer than it might normally otherwise, but it's, I think, a fairly fast combat system. And the other game that I mentioned, Strange Tales of Songling, when I made that, what I did was I timed character creation because I wanted character creation to be super fast so people could come right back into the game if their character died. And so I think, honestly, between those three games, and Strange Tales of Songling is more if you like a Chinese ghost story and things like that. But between those three games, I think there's a pretty good range of material for different styles of wuxia campaigns. So, you know, I would say check reviews out. I know you can't always see things on the shelves. Sometimes you can check the previews on the sales pages and things like that to get a sense. But an RPG is something where until you really play it, you don't necessarily know what it really feels like. So I get that people want more insight. I wish I could tell you what would perfectly fit your group, but it's really hard to sort of know, because I've noticed that some people really, really like Righteous Blood. Some people really prefer Ogregate. Some people don't like either. You know, it really depends on the person. And the other thing that I would say is, and I know I'm getting a little long-winded here, but Righteous Blood, Ruthless Blades is it's a really glossy, well-produced book. So it's got glossy, full-color pages. It's, I think, very well laid out. It's got a nice, solid design to it. It's a better production value because Ogregate is something that, you know, was not done with the same kind of budget. So if that's important, that would also be a consideration. For a lot of GMs, you know, their players are going to react differently to a book that's full color, glossy pages and laid out a certain way than a book that's not. Ogregate is all black and white inside. The cover is a beautiful color cover, but I think the interiors are all black and white. I like black and white, but some people are not as into black and white. So that's a consideration. And also the layout is, you know, just a different style of layout because it's not done on glossy pages or anything like that. I think it looks nice, but it's a different style and it's a different production value. So, you know, those are also considerations. If you try one and you like it, definitely let people know. That's the thing that really helps us. Written reviews are really useful. I say it a lot just because that's the especially these days, that's sort of the way that that word travels with these kind of games. It's not as easy. A single review on a forum or whatever doesn't have the reach that it used to have, or on a news page or whatever, or, you know, so the more people talk about it, the better. But yeah, and also if look at some of the other wuxia games that are out there. There's a lot of games that cover different ground and cover the same ground in different ways. And, you know, everybody who runs wuxia has their own ideas about how it should work. I'm going to do a video on this or a podcast on this in a moment. I probably won't be up for a week or two after this one, I'm imagining. But there's so many different Wuxia games out there now, and I think that if you can't find one that fits you and your group, then you know you might want to consider either taking an existing game and adjusting it in a way that fits your group, or maybe even coming up with your own game if you have the time and the energy. But again, I think I remember it used to be harder to find Wuxia games, and now it's not that hard. There's a Wuxia game for a lot of different flavors out there. So I hope that answers the question. If not, I might address this issue again because I know it comes up a lot, and I don't really quite have my elevator pitch down on what makes these games different and which one you should go for. I like both games. You know, I worked hard on both games, and I am proud of both games. So I wouldn't, you know, necessarily, you know, say pick one or the other. But I mean, I think that they are different enough that hopefully the information I provided will help you make the choice. So I will let you go, and I will talk to you later.